You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Next week, the Fresno City Council will discuss to what extent it will support homeless encampments operating because of the lack of affordable housing. Community donations are helping one camp make major improvements, but as FM89's Sarith Hawk reports, residents say they still need city support.
The encampment at Broadway and San Benito in downtown Fresno is dotted with rows of tents. Many are the newly built and more sturdy tent sheds.
So these are the shed tents, and see, this is Norma's tent.
Camp manager Des Martinez introduces one of the newest residents, Norma Chapa, who shows off what's inside her tent. The 52-year-old has been at the camp for 3 weeks.
I have some like books for coloring, using color pens and my stuffed animals, and this is how I made my room.
Chapa, who's been homeless for 8 years, suffered a stroke in December. She began looking for a new place after she says the person she was living with became physically abusive. She was dropped off at the encampment and accepted a spot that opened up. When she first came, she needed her walker and some assistance to move around. But after a week and a half, she was walking on her own.
I'm still, you know, with the walker sometimes, but that's only if my leg gets tired. But other than that, I'm walking without a walker. It's great. It's fun.
Des Martinez, who runs this camp as part of her nonprofit, We Are Not Invisible, says Chapa credits the stable environment at the safe camp for her recovery.
She told me it's because I'm here, because I get sleep now, because I'm not assaulted, and because I get food. She's like, I'm getting better.
A total of 8 tent sheds like Norma's are now up at the camp, and Martinez is planning to buy more.
That's from the blessings of the financial contributions, because 4 of them are $700.
Contributions from donors who wanted to help after people who had been displaced from a highway encampment moved into Martinez's camp. Donations were also used to add long strings of lights, powered by a solar panel, hooked up to an inverter and a car battery. Martinez says the residents are the ones who came up with the lighting system.
They're teaching me how to hook this up, how many watts I need for a solar panel, and what kind of appliances I can hook to it. And
single posts with solar-powered lights are also erected between rows of tents like makeshift lampposts that are motion-detected. But safety is still an issue, Martinez says. People camped outside the perimeter sometimes start arguments with camp residents and get involved with illegal activities at night.
Creating these environments can be costly in terms of money, staff time, and effort. And these environments can prove difficult to manage and maintain, as Des has experienced.
That's H. Spees, director of Fresno's Housing and Homeless Initiatives. Although he thinks encampments aren't the solution long term, he says he'll ask the council next week to increase police patrols in the area and sanitation services. He'll also recommend purchasing mobile showers, washing stations, and portable toilets to use at multiple encampments on a rotation. But Spee says the city will invest most of its resources and federal funds towards a more permanent solution to build hundreds of new affordable housing units.
We're about 35,000 affordable housing units short here in the city of Fresno.
It's a problem statewide. Some cities have actually sanctioned encampments in California's homelessness crisis. That can mean anything from acknowledging the camp operations to adding staff and resources. Dr. Margot Cushell, professor of medicine and director of the UCSF Center for Vulnerable Populations, says San Francisco has spent a lot on encampments, and it's been controversial.
I think the problem was that they were very expensive. And so suddenly you're spending all of this money to keep people in a parking lot or, you know, on a sidewalk.
But with the lack of affordable housing options, Cushell says she's come to reluctantly support sanctioned encampments.
I think in some ways it's an acknowledgement of our failure and that in some ways we do need to make sure that people who are outside have basic hygiene.
Although Martinez sees her encampment as a temporary solution, she says it helps people make progress toward a better life.
I mean, I could have 50 people, and if I have, you know, 10 successful people turn their whole life around, it's worth it. It's worth it to me because those 10 individuals deserve a chance also.
The city council will discuss recommendations for the encampments at the next meeting, April 22nd. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.